The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Aleph suggests that if the criteria for what's considered a Diras Keva versus a Diras Arai is whether the sukkah is above 20 amos or below 20 amos, then if you have a sukkah that's below 20 amos, being that that is defined as a Diras Arai, even if the sukkah is constructed in a very permanent fashion, if you make it out of barzel, there will still be a kosher sukkah. So Tosus asks, Dibur Maskel Ki Avel Diras Keva, Bottom Tosus on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Bim Tomar, a few lines in, the Kevin de Lochashin and Elashete Ruya La Sosa Rai, Alpha Pisha Osa Sakeva. So if that's the case, that it just needs to theoretically be a Rai. So if it's below 20 Ambos, but you make a Dires Kava, that still be a Kosher Sukkah. In Kena, my Omar, Gishamim Simon Klala Bechag. So why is it the Mishnah beginning of Tanis tells us that if it rains on Sukkah, that's a Simon Klala? Velo Yachal, Likbo Hanasar, Bimas Beirim, Shelo Yer de Gishamim Besukkah. So you can construct a sukkah in a way that is not penetrable by rain. The rain won't get in. You'll nail in a roof. And that's halachically a diras arai because it's rightly as arai. The rain won't come in. So what's the simon klal of rain on sukkahs? Even if you'll tell me in a chanami, on a deraisa level, that's true, that you can construct a sukkah that's impenetrable by rain. But there's a din derabban in zeiras tikra that we don't want you to make a roof, use stock that's going to look like a roof. That's only a din derabbanan. Kiyechi de'amar lo kaman bepirkin. Gabi plukta dirmei Rabbi Yehuda misachim nusarim etc. So even if it can tell me that, mikol makom. I'm skipping a couple lines. Kevin del aser elamid derabbanan la shaykel neim shagishavim simul kala. But so that's only an issa derabbanan. As long as on a deraisa level you could construct a sukkah that is impenetrable by rain, then what's shaykh to tell me that rain is a simon klala on Shabbos? Even if you'll tell me there's an issa derabbanan that would prevent you from constructing such a sukkah. So Tosfos answer, v'yesh lomar, dinahidalo chashinim b'defanos yavalu keva. That's true. You can construct defanos shel barzel as long as the sukkah is lamata miyasar mama. Mikol mokom, b'schacha she'ikra sukkah al shem eschach, lo miskashra de avalei arai. The schach be'etzem has to be schach that's arai. So if you have schach that is so strong that the rain's not going to come in, that's going to be pasul l'schach. Fine. So that's the position that Tosfos here. That sounds like, the Pribe Gadon points out, although not everyone agrees, but the Pribe Gadon points out, the Pashas in Tosfos is that we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa. That Tosfos' whole kasha was that as long as Min HaTorah, the Sach is going to be Kasher Sach, then what's the Simon Klala? So Tosfos seems to be assuming that in answering, no, there's a difference between Sach and Defanos, that Sach has to be Arai, and Sach can't be constructed in such a way that the rain can't come in. Sounds like that's a Din D'Oraisa. And that's the position of Rebbeinu Tam that we'll see in a couple moments, which is quoted among other places in Nagos Maimonides, Sukkah Perek Hey Os Tes, that you have on the third page of the Mar Mekama. So this is quoted as just Rebbeinu Tam, that if you have a sukkah with schach that the rain cannot penetrate, that is a soul potential HaTorah. Just take a look at the comment of Rebbe Kiveger on the Mishnah. It's the fourth page of the Mamre Koma. It's the Mishnah beginning of time. As he quotes the Tosos, and just look in the parentheses about halfway down. L'aniyas daiti beir devrayim demikal makom yochel likboa b'masmeros v'yayosei al kolpanim yidei sukkah derais. What Tosos was saying is that even if there's a derabbanan problem of gzeiras tikra, some derabbanan you can't construct a schach, that the rain can't come in, but minatara that would still be good. The af diyesh lomar to the erev yantiv da dayin lo yard to gashamim lo yakovim b'masmeiros. Even if you'll tell me, well, one second, erev yantiv, it's sunny outside, so you're not going to put in the strong schach with the nails. Kevin the tzarich la says af yidei derabbanan. So you want to be yosei the mitzvah l'koladei. So you want to be yosei the mitzvah midrabbanan. So you don't want to come on to gzeiros tikra. So you're going to have the sukkah erev sukkah is without the masmeir. But then, once it starts raining, you can't now construct the stronger sach. But it's still difficult to say that the simon klal is only under certain circumstances. The simon klal has to be across the board. So if, on a deraisa level, there's a simon klala, if there's a simon klala rain on yantiv, that must mean, on sukkah, that must mean that, minotaur presumably, you can't construct a sukkah that the rain can't go into. Fine. There is a marachah zeruah Maracha Zeruah Simen Kuf Sadi Tes says that the Simen Klal is not necessarily an absolute raya. As he points out, there is another din we have, the Gemara, the Mishnayis in the second paragraph of Sukkah, that Chasan the Shashvina of Harptur Min HaSukkah. That Chasan and his whole entourage are Harptur Min HaSukkah. Why? There isn't enough room for everyone. So the Gemara says, so why do you have the Chup and the Sukkah? They can't have the Chup and the Sukkah because the Chikolei Makom, there won't be comfortable for everybody. So Maracha Zeruah says, one second, why do you just construct a big Sukkah? They make a big sukkah and everyone will sit comfortably. Well, what do you see? That the fact that there is a Hecha Timsa in which you could construct a sukkah that would avoid the problem of mitzar doesn't mean that you don't have a Tur mitzar if you don't make such a construction. You know, the normal situation is that you have a normal size sukkah. So it's true that you could construct a gigantic sukkah and that would avoid the problem of mitzar, but we're not mechayiv you to construct a gigantic sukkah to avoid mitzar. You do what the normal thing is. You construct a normal size sukkah. If it ends up being mitzar, so you have a pshar mitzar. So the same thing over here. It's true that you could construct a sukkah that is impenetrable by rain. But that's not the normal sukkah. Normal sukkah is a mitzvah kala, the gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. It's an easy mitzvah. Easy mitzvah means that it's a simple construction. So it's true that you could theoretically construct a sukkah in such a way that would keep the rain out, but that's going through unnecessary or effort that we can't force you to go through. And therefore, as long as you construct a normal sukkah, that's a kasher sukkah, if the rain comes, it'll be a mitzvah. You'll have a mitzvah min a sukkah. So the fact that the simen klala is al harov, people construct sukkahs that the rain will come in because it's a flimsy structure. So al harov is going to be a simen klala because in most circumstances, you're going to end up not being able to sit in a sukkah. But in a chanami, if you constructed a sukkah which the rain could come in, maybe that would be kosher. Maracha Zeruah himself doesn't assume the way, because he thinks it's still a problem with Gzeiras Tikra, at least midrabanan, that if you're going to create a sukkah, that the rain's not going to be able to come in the schach, that's still the rabbanan Gzeiras Tikra. But fundamentally, on a deraisa level, he thinks that the fact that there's a simen klala doesn't necessarily mean that impenetrable schach would be possible. Okay. The Agos Maimonios over here, Hilchas Sukkah Perakei Ostes, quotes this Rabbeinu Tam that we just referenced, that you can't have schach that is rainproof. And then he quotes a Maisa of Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law. Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law, Rabbeinu Shmaya, once constructed such a sukkah, and it sounds like Rabbeinu Shmaya assumes that this sukkah with rainproof schach was kasher lichachila. It's the last short line of the Gos Maimonides here. Maisa Shesika Rebbeinu Shimon, he has Shimon, I think others have the Gersa Shmaya. Sika Rebbeinu Shimon, Rebbeinu Shmaya, Gisa Rebbeinu Tam, Benesarim Sheim Behem Dalat Tvachim. So it didn't pose a problem with Gzeiras Tikra. Gzeiras Tikra is if you have four tafach wide boards. V'yasu Sukha Yafa Ma'od Ke'en Kippa, V'etakub B'mesmeros, and he had nails. U'pasa Rebbeinu Tam, Mishundam Atzalas Medega Shamit. So Rebbeinu Tam thought that was possible. But his brother-in-law, who apparently was noteworthy enough of personality to be quoted by name, held that it was kosher. Now how do we assume la halacha? He's a slam, yeah. How do we assume la halacha? So the Torah in Simon Tafrei Slamet Aleph quotes that the Rosh did not hold like Rabbeinu Tam. The Bach paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, but the Mechaber and the Ramah make no mention of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. If you take a look in Simen Taf Reish Lamed Aleph, the next page in the Mar Mekamos, let's start with Seif Beis. In Berov Mimena Tzilasa Meruba Shnei Mashuhuyin B'miyot Mimena Chamas Meruba Mashu. So as long as you have Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa at 51%, that's going to be kosher. And then Sif Gimel, Derech HaSikoch Lios Kal Kidei Sheyer Mimena Kochavim Gedolim. The normal fashion of Sikoch is that you should be able to see large stars through the Schach. Haisa Me'uva Kemin Bayis. If it is thick as a house, that's the mission of Kofes, So if it's Mu'uvakim in Bais, even though you don't see the stars, it is still kosher. So there's no mention in the Mechaber or the Ramah of a psol, schach, where the rain can penetrate the schach. Look, however, in the Magen Avraham here in Sifkat and Beis, Magen Avraham quotes from the Bach, from the Levush, rather, and the Bach, essentially Shita Sebeinatam, that they passeled when the rain can come into the sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah, here are Siman Tafresh Lamed Aleph Se'if Vav. Take a look a couple of pages later in the Mamre Kamos. Mishnah Berurah writes, Alpha Pishayna Kochavim, Rasalom or Logadon Veloktanim. So if it's Muvakim in Bias, even if you don't see the stars, it's still Kasher. Even the big stars. Kasachronim, Dimikal Makam, Imhi Mu'uba Kolkach, Achayna Gesham Yichalim Leir Gesocha. If the schach is so thick that the rain can penetrate even if it's a downpour, we'll come back to that line. The Mishnah Berurah has the mashmos here that if it only won't come in if it's a drizzle, but will come in with a downpour, that would still be kosher even according to the machmirim. Fine. Vimkein havik ein bias. Yesh lahachmir v'lifsol mishum gzeres bias. So lichachile says you should be machmir like this shita sebeinatam, not to use rainproof schach. But if you already constructed a sukkah in such a way that the rain can penetrate, and it's yantiv, and you can't unconstruct it on yantiv, so then b'di eved you're yotzei in such a sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah lichachil passes like Bein Tam ostensibly that if you have a rainproof schach that is problematic, but that's only lechachila. Did the Avidi Paskins, it would be kosher. So passes the Aruch HaShulchan here, Sifkat and Vav. That seems to be the general consensus among the later Paskim, that lechachila, you shouldn't use schach that is impenetrable by the rain, but did the Eved, B'shas HaTchak, that would be a kosher sukkah.
According to
Rabbeinu
Tam, the whole
sukkah
is
puzzle,
right?
Because it's,
right?
According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Pashas, the whole sukkah is puzzle.
So
we'll,
if you remove some
schach, the Pramatat Manasseh. Yeah, so we'll, potentially, that's an issue, we're going to talk about a Prima Gadna if we have time in a few minutes, so we'll come back to that.
The Mishnah doesn't give an impression of it, right? He sounds like...
No, because he's assumed Ikara Dinah's kosher.
Right, yeah.
L'chachila should be machmir, but not L'chachila should be machmir, and then you'd have to deal with Tassel Vassel.
Right.
Because Ikara Dinah, it's a kosher sukkah, because bottom line, the Rebbe and Tam is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
Rav Avadya, in the Chazon Avadya Os Yuches, assumes, look, Moran makes no mention of Rebbe and Tam, nothing to be choshish for, even lechachila. So we assume, like Moran Lekula, that there's no problem of rainproof schach. Caveat, however, I saw in a couple of the contemporary sukkahsvar, Mabe Karp's Hilchas Chag B'Chag, page Reshit Aleph, and another relatively recent sefer called Pischei Sukkah just came out a couple years ago, page Reish Yuches, they both point out it's not necessarily Pashat that the Mechaber isn't Choshesh Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because there's another din in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at the next page. Tafresh Kavtes Sif Yuches. Tafresh Kavtes Sif Yuches. Mechaber writes, V'chein asu l'sakech b'nesarim sharach v'narba. You're not allowed to use planks that are four tvachim wide. Xeris Tikra. Now, what is the basis of that fact of Nisarim Sharachvan Arba? I'm sorry, so that's the mission of Xeris Tikra. That's the mission of Dafyu Beis. And then the Mechaber goes on. Sorry. Afilu Hafkan al Sidan, Sheiman Arba. But even if you turn them on the side so that you don't have four tvachim, Mishnah Berurah says, even if you don't have three tvachim, it's still puzzle. So where does that come from? Why is it that if you turn them around in such a way that you don't have four tvachim anymore, it's still going to be puzzle? The din of Xeris Tikra is a din in four tvachim. So the source of this Psak in the Mechaber is a smack that the Torah quotes, which is really a Hagosa smack, meaning the Hagosa Ben Paris printed on the bottom of the smack. And the Lashon of the Hagosa smack, page Nun Hey, Oslamid Beis, is as follows. Ach mikal makom, sarach lasa saschach binyan arai, sheyuchlu hagishamim leire besocha. So you have to construct the schach, or use schach in a temporary fashion, such that the rain can come in. Kidemifash betos parakama. The alkei nagu olam lechasa sasuka baravis begemi bechayosi behen velo binasarim klal. And that's why the minhag is not to use planks at all. Afilu pechus midali, even if it's less than four tefachim, the lachim mishum zeres tikra mishum dilma asi lemiti lesakech binyan kviyas shalayi dirgisham gisham. If you're going to use planks at all, then you may come to use thicker planks that are going to keep the rain out. So the whole source of this chumrah that the Mechaber quotes, which is based on a ghost smack, not to use nesarim even less than four tefachim, sounds like it's because of a chashash for Shitas Rabbein Atam. That if you're going to use nesarim less than four tefachim wide, you may end up using planks that are going to keep the rain out, and that'll be a violation of Shitas Rabbein Atam, that you can't have schach that allows, that keeps the rain out of the sukkah. So this minog in the Mechaber, one second, sounds like it's based on a chashash Rabbein Atam. Yeah?
The Mishnah Berurah explains differently. You're taking a four tefachim plank and you're turning it on its side so that when it's sitting on the sukkah, you only see the width of less than four tefachim.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't read the last line of the Mechaber. V'nogu shelo l'saki b'em klal. The Mechaber concludes, even if it's less than three tefachim, sorry. V'nogu shelo l'saki b'em klal, even if it's less than four or three tefachim wide, the minhag is not to use it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that reason, del ma'asi l'sakech b'inyan shelo yehematar yachalei risham. So that chumrah, I'm sorry, I missed the last line before. Thanks for pointing it out. That chumrah of Noga Shalasaka Ben Klau is based on a concern for Ben Adam. So it makes it into the Mechaber, at least in the back door, through the back door. So that's what these later contemporaries from point out, not necessarily the Pashat Rav Avadia, that the Mechaber isn't concerned about Ravena Tam.
So then if that's the case, it wouldn't necessarily be limited to Nisarim. It would be anything that potentially you can make to a...
So in l'chabar l'chidusha, I mean, we already have... when we talk about minhag, so minhag develops, however minhag develops. We already have the din of Xeris Tekavai Nesar Racha Dalet. So minhag developed, the way the Hagos Ma quotes it, not to use something even lesser, even narrower, because of this concern. Okay. Ravadia holds, because he thinks that we don't pass like a Ben Atam straight, that it's true even the Inyan Bracha. That if you use rainproof sach, you can even make a bracha, because he's not concerned about Shita Ben Atam at all. Mishabrua, Tafresh Kaftes if Katan Nun, you have over here, is a machria in that kind of a situation. Kosu posu, Mishas Atchak, She'en Lem B'mel Lesakech. So if all you have are nesarim that are dalet tefachim wide, you can use it. So anything that's only asher mishum zera, shasat chak, you can use if you have no brera. So the mishum is a machria whether you say a bracha if you mix chach that is in violation of a gzera sticker, gzera derabanan. But Me'ikra then is kosher, do you say bracha on such a sukkah? So Rav Avadia, who isn't kosher, should be in time to say bracha on this sukkah without question. And the Mishabura doesn't seem to be machria in general, Shaila, if you use chach, that's in violation of Xeris Rabbanan, b'shas hadchak. In the 1980s, there was a patent that was introduced in Belgium. And there's a whole pulmus about this, much of which is printed in the pages in the back of Sefer HaSukkah, the original Kitzur Sefer in Hilchos Sukkah by Rabbi Weisfish. And some of the Chuvas are reprinted in the respective Chuvas Arm, as we'll see. So I don't 100% understand the Mitzis exactly how it was constructed, but what's described, and Rabbi Bleich writes about this a little bit in a brief article in Tradition Fall 2017, that the patent was someone constructed schach in such a way that there was a row of pieces of wood that were slanted this way, and then there was a row that was slanted that way, in such a way that there were holes, but the rain would go that would go down that way, cascade that way, and then cascade that way, and then cascade out of the sukkah. So you had essentially kosher schach that was constructed in such a way that the rain, lemaisa, wouldn't get into the sukkah. So that was discussed whether, if we are kosher Shitas Rabbein Atam, is that a violation of Shitas Rabbein Atam? So this is discussed by Rav Yashiv and others at the time. Now, some point out, we noted the Lashon Mishnah Berurah earlier, Tafresh Lamed Aleph of Katan Vav, that was mashma if the rain will come in if there's a downpour, even if it won't come in if there's a drizzle or even a medium amount of rain, maybe that's still kosher according to Rabbein Tam. So Rav Sturmbach points out, you have a tshuva here in Tshuvas Van Hagos Chelik Beis Siman Shin Yud. Rav Sturmbach wasn't excited about this hamsa in the end, but he does point out that he was told after he was originally asked the shayla paragraph beginning of Omdam Ke'ez that sometimes the rain actually does come into the sukkah. So al harov it doesn't come in, but if there's a lot of rain or downpour, it still could come into the sukkah. So then it could be that would be good. Anyway, you slice it, according even if otherwise you would think that that's a violation of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbi Yashiv in his tshuva that was originally printed in the end of Sefer Sukkah and was reprinted in Kovetz Tshuva Schelik Aleph Simon Samach Aleph that you have over here. So the way he presents things is that what did Rabbeinu Tam mean? That you can't have a sukkah with schach that keeps the rain out. So is the fact that the rain is kept out essentially, is that a simon or is that a siva? Is it a halacha Moshe Messina? Is it a gzeres akasiv? Is there a din that the rain has to come into the sukkah? Or is the fact that the rain can't come into the sukkah a simon that it's too much of a diras kava? So if you construct schach, that be'etzem, if you look at the schach, the way this was constructed, it looks like the regular flimsy schach that everyone else uses. It was just constructed in such a way with the chachma that the rain's not going to go into the sukkah. So he thinks that fundamentally in that case, as long as the schach is a me'uva k'mimbayis, as long as it's not solid planks, then that would be kosher, because fundamentally the schach is arai, it just is constructed in such a way that it's going to keep the rain out, to the point that you could say a bracha on such a sukkah. You sit in the sukkah if it rains, and you could say a bracha. In this even newer sefer, Sukkah Schayim, Rabbi Simcha Bunim Ludinsky from Lakewood, I think, published a year or two ago, I just came across in the Beis Medrash. So he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, from some countries that quoted Chaim Kanievsky, that he says the same thing. And this is considered that the rain goes into the sukkah, because if the rain would fall at a slant, then it would go into the sukkah. Meaning there are enough openings in the schach that the rain could go in if it were to fall at a slant. It just happens to be the rain generally falls down straight, and then it's going to cascade down. But like the mashal, he says, you know, let's say you had the schach falling down, the rain falling down, and then you had some big super fan or something, or some machine that was able to divert all the rain around from the sukkah. So would you say that sukkah is possible according to Rabbeinu Tam because the rain isn't coming in? No, there's no din that the rain has to come in. The rain coming in is an indication of the strength of the schach. So mali, you have a super fan that's blowing the rain away, and mali, that you construct the schach in such a way that it's going to cascade down along the side. He says that there's no gzeiros hakasev that you have to have rain coming into the sukkah. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Halicha Shlomo Perekhes Sevav as agreeing to this patent from Antwerp originally, and then he asks that his name be removed from the Haskamos, although the representation there is that he didn't fundamentally change his position, he just didn't want to be publicly associated with the suggestion. Rav Sturmbach also can't find a absolute problem, but he's reluctant. He's reluctant to endorse it as well. Mayor Brandsdorf, Kenei Bosem, was machmir. He thinks that the rain, I guess, in the terminology we used, is a siba, not a simon. But that seems to be the minority of the poskim of the last generation that weighed in on this question. Rav Osner in a tshuva chelek zayin simon samach, I believe, he writes very briefly that he doesn't think it's a good idea, because he says beikar hamsa shakasa kvotaraso ba'ani ani nota shel alasas kain upchita dal kalpanim lechachila leina limshach mizal lischake neged pashtus mesias hamitzvah. So it's interesting terminology that we shouldn't try to outsmart the pashtus mesias hamitzvah. whatever the Pashtus Metzias HaMitzvah is. And then he writes, but since I'm writing this before Pesach, it's hard for me to really get into the topic. Rabbi Bleich, in his article here, has the following suggestion. He thinks that even if you're going to be machmir and assume that this construction with the cascading water is not going to work according to Benatan, he thinks that there is a way of tinkering with this patent that'll satisfy Kol HaDeos. That if you have the water cascading in such a way that it's going to fall into a corner of the sukkah, but has to go into the sukkah, not out of the sukkah, then even if you're going to argue that the rain has to come into the sukkah, so you would say that din of the rain coming into the sukkah. Because you construct in such a way that the rain's going to come into the sukkah. He quotes, Rishtormach has this, B'shem Chaim Volozhner, that Chaim Volozhner apparently made this recommendation to some people, not to publicize to the masses, but to construct thick schach, and have a hole in it, where the rain's going to come in on one corner of the sukkah, and there, or in the middle of the sukkah, wherever it is, and you'll sit somewhere else, so even if it's raining, you can sit in the sukkah, and most of the sukkah will be fine, and you have the corner where the rain is coming in. Now, Rabbi Bleich points out that you have to deal with the prima gadim. If you're going to make that suggestion, his suggestion, or Chaim Volozhner's suggestion, there is a prima gadim, Eishel Avram, Simon Tafresh Lamed Aleph of Katan Hey, Tafresh Lamed Aleph of Katan Hey, who says that, within Shittas Rabbein Atam, that if you have an area in the sukkah of Dalet Tvachim where the rain can come in, then that becomes Schach Pasul. And then if you have Dalet Tvachim Schach Pasul, then the whole sukkah is Pasul. So according to that, it should emerge that this Eitzah won't help, because if you take the strict constructionist view of Rabbein Atam, that actually you have to have rain in the sukkah, so you have to have rain in the entire sukkah. Wouldn't help to have rain in a corner of the sukkah. He just points out that the prima gadim is not pasha because mistimas, many other achronim, they don't seem to sit in that way. And it's again the story of Chaim Volozhner, knew the prima gadim too. And he says the prima gadim is difficult in light of Yehuda's point, because if that's true, then it would emerge according to prima gadim that if you have an area in the sukkah where the rain can come in, and that becomes chach pasul, so then you want to be misakin that you have a problem with tassel menasui, and then you have to reconstruct the sach, and that lo matzina. So it seems like the general consensus of, I'm not sure if this is on the market anymore. I don't think I've ever seen it, so I don't know exactly what happened since the 1980s. But the general consensus seems to be that it would work, although no one went to the point of suggesting that lichachila you should buy such schach and endorse its use by the masses. It's probably we assume on some level that the normal sukkah is a sukkah that the rain comes into, and you don't have to make tachlulos to avoid that. But if you have it, and some, I forget who wrote that, if you're, you live in a place where it always rains on sukkahs, so maybe this is a good idea to have. I don't know what the average rainfall in Antwerp is this time of year. But maybe that's something worth looking into. Okay, Gemara Chasim Tova. So we're off the next.
We'll pick up after Sukkot.
Gracious or Noach?
Gracious?
Do
you like
the
gracious?
What's wrong with next week? Sukkot?
You have to build your sukkah by your Arba Minah.